It took 4 years of sometimes ferocious debate, but on February the 21st, the French Parliament finally adopted a law making France's biggest companies legally responsible for ensuring social and human rights in countries thousands of kilometres away where labour is cheap. It applies to companies with more than 5,000 employees whose headquarters are in France and who have subsidiaries or subcontractors abroad. The bill was initially proposed following the Rana Plaza disaster in 2013, when a garment factory collapsed in Bangladesh, killing 1,138 people. Some of the European companies whose garments were made there claimed they had no idea so much subcontracting was going on, or that conditions on the plant were so deplorable. The new law will mean that around 150 big French companies can no longer say they didn't know. They'll have to adhere to a vigilance plan to prevent violations of human rights and environmental damage throughout the whole of their supply chains. Judges will be able to hand out fines of up to 10 million euros if the company doesn't have a plan, and up to 30 million euros if this then results in damage that could have been prevented. Dominique Potier is a socialist MP and rapporteur on the bill.
Nous avons eu l'idée en France de créer une nouvelle obligation.
We had the idea in France to create a new obligation for these big economic powerhouses to put an end to the irresponsible behaviour of their subsidiaries and subcontractors. Until now, the law protected a parent company from its supply chains, its goods and its services on the other side of the world. But from now on, every multinational which has its headquarters in France will have to provide a due diligence plan to prevent human rights and environmental abuses. These companies are prosperous. Good for them. But we shouldn't be trying to make a few more cents on a pair of jeans or a mobile phone or a ready meal without thinking about child labour or polluting a river or water table. From now on, they'll have to prove they're doing what they claim to be doing. And when there's damage, they'll have to pay. It's about putting a bit of order on the disorder of globalisation.
Donc c'est simplement mettre un peu d'ordre dans le désordre de la mondialisation.
While France is not alone in moving on the question of duty of care, Antoine Lioncan, a specialist on labour law, says this country has gone further than the others.
There is in Switzerland new law initiative. There is something in Germany. But it's the first time there is a piece of legislation with a large scope of application. Human rights, safety and environment. This scope, it's really the scope the most important for the future of the world. So perhaps it's a new manner to envisage such a problem. The French law is a good example.
France is leading the way, perhaps?
If France can be leader in this matter, I would be proud, because there is other matters where she's leader, but not in a good sense. This one is a very good initiative.
The law is a big step forward in order to prevent human rights, social and environmental violation. This is something we should act. And at the same time, we are also disappointed. I mean, this text, this bill is a compromise.
That's Naila Ajaltouni, coordinator of Ethics on the Label or the Clean Clothes Campaign France. Like many working in French civil society, she regrets that under pressure from business lobbies, the bill has been watered down. Criminal prosecution of company bosses was dropped from the final version, and the list of companies affected by the measures was also cut down.
Only around 150 companies in France will be concerned by the bill. So some smaller companies operating in very sensitive sectors such as oil or gas or textile, for example, are not concerned by the bill. So this threshold is not a good criteria. And second thing is what we call access of victims to justice, because the burden of the proof still entirely remains to the victims. So two people will have seen their rights violated. So it's still a huge difficulty to be able to have access to justice. It's already very difficult for people to have justice in their own country. So you can imagine when they are faced to big, powerful, legally armed transnational companies. So this will be our role as European NGOs, European trade unions, to make sure that we can help those people to have access to justice and access to a remediation, actually.
The bill faces continuing opposition from business groups like the MEDEF and AFEP that represent most of France's biggest firms. The MEDEF says companies have already increased their due diligence of late and are continuing to improve safety for workers. But Ajal Touny says that after the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, the Bhopal disaster, the Erika oil spill in France and Rana Plaza, it's clear that due diligence can't be voluntary.
We say that non-binding and voluntary measures and non-regulation are leading to disasters, social and environmental disasters. Voluntary non-binding initiatives have led to Rana Plaza. Rana Plaza collapsed after 30 years of voluntary measures.
The MEDEF also claims the law will punish French companies, making them responsible for the failings of their subcontractors over which they can have little control. But lawyer Antoine Lioncar says this is unfounded. The bill is not punitive and focuses entirely on prevention with an obligation for oversight, not results.
It's not an act which has aim of punishing enterprises. It's to force them to have an action of prevention, of analysis, new organisation, but it's not a penal law at all. The idea, it's completely out of the mind of the French Parliament.
While the bill was supported by the left, it's come in for some heavy criticism from the right. Republican MP Patrick Hetzel is one of several MPs and senators who've seized the Constitutional Court. They contest the bill's notion of company responsibility.
This law has one main problem for us. We are considering that it is against our fundamental rights, especially because what happens is that French companies can be sued even if they are not directly implicated in human rights
abuses.
Yes.
What makes you think that, though? Because this law is all about prevention.
We fully disagree with that. We are considering that it is not only prevention, because with this law, our companies are not able to fight with the same rules than other international companies. And that is really, for us, a main economic problem.
So you think it's a question of unfair competition?
Exactly. If this law would be applied to every company all over the world, the situation would, of course, not be the same. But this is not the case. It will only be applied on French-owned companies.
The Constitutional Court will deliver its verdict by the end of March. Antoine Lioncar says while there may be some competition issues, he does not believe the bill is anti-constitutional.
In my view, there is no breach of freedom of enterprise. It's true there is, with such a law, a difference of condition of competition between enterprises which are submitted to such law and the other enterprises are not submitted, but it's only a question of competition. It's not a question of freedom of enterprise.
Having been worried about upsetting the business community in the run-up to elections, President François Hollande's socialist government is now hoping this watered-down bill will make it past the Constitutional Court. Socialist MP Dominique Potier sees France as a pioneer.
Notre objectif n'a jamais été d'avoir une France héroïque, mais d'avoir une France pionnière.
We never aim to turn France into some kind of hero, but rather a pioneer. We're taking a slight leap of faith, but not that much, because we know these companies have the means to organize their supply chains. They have brands with good reputations and well-informed clients who are looking for more ethics on the label, more respect for human and environmental rights. These companies know that it's in their own interests to produce differently in the future in a more responsible way.
C'est de certainement de produire autrement demain.
Poutier is hopeful that big French companies will come round to his way of thinking and that countries like Belgium and Spain, who've shown a lot of interest in the law, will follow France's lead. Ultimately, he expects there'll be a European directive on duty of care. But so far, promises by the Commission to prepare legislation to protect the rights of workers in developing countries have come to nothing. For RFI in Paris, I'm Alison Hurd.